Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this amazingly beautiful day. Barbara, can you convert for us into Fahrenheit? Because most of us south of the border that you live nearby don't know how to decipher what Celsius is. But it's absolutely gorgeous in the Pacific Northwest. And snow-capped mountains out in the distance. Daylight saving time is happening. What's the temperature for you in Ontario?
Right now, it is -2, which is
okay, that's...
that is about 26 Fahrenheit.
Okay, so we're not going to talk about the weather in Canada or in Oregon. But I wanted to let people know that just because we live in different areas, some of the common denominators that brings us together in the Nikan family is we've all got a story to tell. And Barbara, when you called me a couple of weeks ago, I still don't remember why you called me, and that's irrelevant, but we had such a fun chat. It was a lengthy chat, but it was a fun chat. And I remember meeting you after you sent me your great selfie or whatever it was. I thought, oh, that's right. I do remember her. And I remember hearing your story. And I want to start there. And then we're going to focus in on water because I know you've been able to help a lot of people, impact a lot of lives. But with the group, this, by the way, folks, this is Barbara Richmond. And share your story. Why Nikan? How did you and your husband get introduced, all that good stuff, and then let's take it from there.
Okay. Thank you, Vince, for inviting me on the call. My husband and I, we were operating a bed and breakfast, owned this bed and breakfast. And friends of ours, Nancy was a schoolmate, and her husband was a public health inspector. We had been away for a weekend and staying in a motel, and they were in a room two doors down from our room, and we could hear Jimmy snoring. I had a challenge, sleep deprived, because my husband didn't just snore. He invited the whole orchestra into the bedroom. And if I was awakened, I couldn't get back to sleep. But Nancy called me one night, and she said, I've solved Jimmy's snoring. Have you solved Wayne's? And I said, no. She said, do you want to know how? If so, meet us at the library tonight. So we went, and we were introduced to Nikan. Before the end of the evening, we were given a rollout, and Nancy and Jim offered us the opportunity to sleep on the sleep system for 3 nights. Now, backing up a bit, we'd been in a car accident 4.5 years previous, a rear ender. I ended up in a cervical collar, and my husband had a chronic lower back problem that was exacerbated. And I'd had a headache every day for 4.5 years, which developed into, you know, the excruciating kind of headache where you are sensitive to light, you can't stand any sound, you become the filling in a pillow sandwich, pillow under the head, pillow over the head, can't keep anything on your tummy. And that was happening 2 to 4 times a week. And my hubby would take me into emergency to get an injection for the violent vomiting. And of course, having worked at the hospital, when the gals saw me coming, they'd usher me straight into the room with no windows, close the door, turn the light off, and as soon as they could get to me, they'd give me an injection. Well, the first night on that sleep system, we get up in the morning, and my husband looked at me, and he said, you don't have a headache, do you? And I said, no, I don't. He said, I don't mean your headache, honey. You don't have the drum beating in your head. And I said, no, I don't. He said, what was I like? And I said, well, quite honestly, you scared the heck out of me. And he said, why is that? Well, the silence was deafening. I got up twice through the night, stuck a mirror under your nose to make sure you were still in the land of the living. We were willing to try the sleep system because we trusted Nancy and Jim, but we knew nothing about it. And I said, we talked about it for the next 3 days. We had perfect sleep and my headache was gone, which made things at the B&B much easier to attempt. But we gave the sleep system back after 3 nights. Well, you guessed it. The orchestra returned, and so did the headache.
You know, Barbara, if I can stop you there, I had this question posed to me just yesterday, and via text from a brand new customer who went on YouTube, found some stories, and then he listened to the sizzle call, and very similar story that what happens when we get introduced to these wonderful Nikan solutions, and then all this stuff sudden that we take them away, or we go on a trip and we can't take our wellness home with us. And then all of that stuff returns. Well, does that mean that it's just masking, or, and I don't need to go into all the technical, we're not engineers here, at least I'm not, and I know you're not. We don't really care so much how it works, but I know you're going to answer this question, but I want to throw it out there for the sake of this brand new customer, brand new friend. I've only known him for a week, but it begs the response that how could it work so quickly? And I love the fact that you said your husband noticed, without you using words, that your headache was gone. So obviously it was affecting your composure. It was affecting your ability to do life. And again, I'm fascinated by that, because you get introduced to something that's completely holistic and natural, that is designed to help the body, to support the body's ability to do what? Well, the body's ability to function. And then it goes away. And that word orchestra, because that's just such a beautiful portrayal of what sleep deprivation can do. And sometimes we don't realize how bad it is, but it's really bad. It's really, really, really bad, and it impacts all kinds of things. So, sorry to interrupt you, because I know you had a flow there, but I really want to drive that point home. Is we forget most, and I would say not just Americans, but most human beings in our culture today. Especially today, the stress levels are off the charts. And we're not getting the rest we need. So anyway, so all the bad stuff came back because
He could tell by looking at my eyes whether I had a headache or not, because my focus and my function was limited. And that was the barometer that he went by as far as how I was feeling. And he was very intuitive, very intuitive. However, we were talking about how could something so simple make such a dramatic difference. And at the time, we were doing a freshen up with the B&B. Our guests were due to arrive in a couple of weeks. And so we thought, well, let's do a bit of painting and so forth. And I turned to him and I said, you know, we really don't need to do that room. Why don't we take some of that money and get this sleep system? And it was almost fortuitous, because Nancy called and she said, we're going out of town for a week. And I immediately said, are you taking that sleep system with you? And she said, no, would you like to borrow it again? And I said, yes, please. So we got the system back that day. The next morning, we got up and we felt like $1 million. Now, both of us had suffered with that condition that you have in the lower back, causes discomfort down the leg, most uncomfortable, particularly if you have to bend over to do anything or lift anything. And when we got up that that first morning after getting the system back, neither one of us were plagued by that challenge that we'd had for years. My husband had had even longer than I, and mine became very prominent in my nursing career, and it actually caused me to give up nursing. However, we decided to take the money from the B&B and purchase our own sleep system, and hoping to get it before Nancy and Jim got back from their week's vacation. It did arrive on time. Well, our sleep from that point on, I was no longer sleep deprived. My excruciating pain about the head disappeared. I've only had 6 episodes of that in almost 22 years. And all 6 were directly related to a sudden change in barometric pressure. However, thanks to Niken, I can get rid of that kind of discomfort within an hour by reaching out and using my Niken technologies that I have available 24/7. I wear the necklace. In fact, I wear 2. I wear a power band and a magnetic necklace, and I credit them with enabling me to avoid many of those excruciating types of situations. I drink half my body weight in water every day. I take the nutritionals. I get the good sleep. But when I get one of those episodes, I'll use the Mag Duo, the CM cream, and I still have one, the Kinkelfirm headband. And sometimes I'll put the magnetic chip underneath the headband. But I'll be rid of that discomfort in less than an hour. So I don't need to know how the technology works. I leave that to the scientists. All I need to know is I've had a profound experience with the technologies. I'm still sleeping on the sleep system. Because of our results, bit by bit, we introduce sleep systems into all our guest rooms. Now, we did put a card on the bed in case we had a newly pregnant female staying with us, because that is one of the warnings that Niken gives us. And it just simply said, you know, if you are in your first trimester of pregnancy, please speak to your hosts. We need to make a change to your sleeping conditions. And other than that, we had people that were sleep deprived. We had several couples that were sleeping that owned 2 houses and would go to bed in their separate houses at night, because they couldn't stand to be in the same location because of one or the other snoring. Well, within 3 months of being on the sleep system, they'd been on it at our place. They purchased it for their own place. They sold a house and they were living together again. But they were on the verge of divorce. We had several couples that had been through the whole gambit of in vitro fertilization and so on and so forth, desperately wanted a child, very stressed, came to the B&B, stayed with us for several days, and we get a phone call announcing the happy news that they're pregnant. Came back to visit us with the baby.
You know, Barbara, that's a story. I remember hearing you share that on a call years ago. And I remember that because our oldest, who's now 22, her whole entire life has been immersed in Niken, on Niken products. She doesn't know anything else but it. And every time, just this week, when she had she pulled something in her shoulder, she comes walking in and hands me you know, the duct tape and the small magnets and the CM cream. And she said, "Daddy, can you help me?" And I'm going, I thought to myself when you said that, instead of you running to the hospital to get the special injection, and go through all that treatment. And who knows what that costs. And I know in Canada it's different because of your guys' healthcare system. But again, and I want to make sure we remind ourselves, all of us, because not once, Barbara, did I ever hear you say, make a medical claim. You just said, well, this is what we did, and these were the results. All the results we get are going to be different because nobody shares our fingerprint. I want to, if we can, because as you reminded me that March 22nd, right, is World Water Day, World
right.
Water Awareness Day. Okay.
Correct.
This is a huge thing. The Earth, the globe, is 3/4 water, which I think is an interesting coincidence, and I don't really believe in coincidences, but our bodies are a minimum of 3/4 water. Some parts of our body are more than that. And we still have this major, major thing. And we see it as a first responder. We see it all the time. One of the very first things we do always with a critical patient is start a line, get an IV. What's in that water? What's in that bag? It's 97% water and 3% the minerals, the trace minerals that our bodies thrive, that the minerals are put in there, basically real salt, pink salt, Himalayan salt. It's pretty simple. But we get that into the patient so that the body has got something to function. They don't shoot. We don't. First thing is not shooting them through a bunch of drugs. Now, if they're a stroke patient, there are other scenarios. But for the majority, it's always that water. And I know when
exactly.
you and I were chatting a few days ago, that's one of those things that your biggest introduction was sleep. And I get that. You know, the body can only go so long without good quality sleep, and then stuff starts falling apart. And you're the perfect example. The headaches and all the other stuff. And how does it all work? Don't know, don't care. That's not what's important. I know there are engineers out there that want to know all that stuff. But I don't. I don't care about how electricity works. When I flip the switch on, if the bulb is good, I just want the illumination. That's usually what I want. Same thing with the car. I couldn't get our lawnmower started yesterday. I said, okay, problem solved. I'm not a mechanic. Problem solved. This has been sitting for 4, 5, 6 months. Maybe I just need to dump out the gas and put some good clean gas in there. Sure enough, it worked, and our 11-year-old got to mow the lawn. It doesn't look as good because she isn't mowing straight lines. She's an artist. But when we look at water, Barbara, I know you've had some amazing experiences over the years because you and I were chatting about these. But there's a couple that stand out. I want to talk about, before we even go there, what did you call it, the lesion? On the tongue,
yep.
if I remember
yep.
correctly,
yep.
gentleman with the lesion. Yeah, that was it, the lesion on the tongue. Tell us that story.
Okay. Wayne and I met Jack and Joan. We were actually in the doctor's office. Wayne was having a follow-up to a skin cancer, to be blunt. And we saw this couple sitting in the waiting room, and every time he spoke, we could see this horrendous looking thing on his tongue. We left the appointment and went to grab a bite of lunch, and lo and behold, this couple came into the same restaurant. She walked right up to our table and she said, "Boy, you kids sure seemed happy when you left his office." She said, "We didn't get a good report." She said, "My husband's facing surgery next month. And he could lose a third of his tongue. He's been told he might have to learn sign language, but at the very least, he'd have a long road of speech therapy." My husband kicked me under the table, and I proceeded to tell them about Nican. And I gave them our business card, and I said, "You know, if this is of interest to you, give us a call. And we'll be happy to share more information." She went back to their table, and there was a whole group of them. And she started telling them what I had said to her. And of course, there's a doubting Thomas everywhere. And it's healthy to be skeptical. But he bellowed out, "Oh, it's just snake oil. You don't want anything to do with them. They're just scammers," and so on and so forth. Wayne and I looked at each other and said, well, where have we heard that before? But she phoned us 2 days later. And she said, you told us it wouldn't cost us anything to try this technology. I said, no, it won't. She said, well, then what have we got to lose? I said, tomorrow night we're having a get-together at our bed and breakfast. You're more than welcome to join us. And I said, there'll be about 30 or 40 people there, several of them medical doctors. And I said, you can speak to them. You can ask them any questions. You can see the technologies. You can touch the technologies. I said, okay, we'll be there. Well, I didn't see them arrive. My husband did, and he ushered them into a seat. But she apparently was limping very badly. And so I did a presentation, and the Mag Duo was going around the room, and I saw her rubbing it on her knee. And we were going to relocate to another room where all the technologies were spread out on our pool table. And everybody was drinking pie water. And she got up, and all of a sudden she exclaimed, loud as could be, everybody stopped and looked at her and said, what's going on? She said, I don't know, but for the first time in 16 years, I can walk without my knee giving out. And I said, well, keep working on it with the balls. Took the balls home. We sent an aquaphor system home with them and jade greens. We gave Jack the instruction to have a teaspoon of jade greens every day and to drink half his body weight in the water. Joan at the same time had two lesions on her face which had been diagnosed as skin cancer. And the surgeon had said, let's look after Jack's tongue and then we'll look after your lesions, Joan, because we know it's not melanoma. So 3 weeks later, now, Jack hated the smell or the taste of the jade greens. But because we said to him that it was imperative that he have it every day, he mixed it in his peanut butter and put it on his toast. He continued to do that for almost 19 years. However, 3 weeks later, he went in to see the surgeon for his preoperative checkup and his blood work. And the surgeon said to him, I don't know what you're doing, Jack, but keep doing it. We're going to cancel your surgery. Now, we had asked them to bring us a sample of their water. And we tested it, and we thought that we had done something terribly wrong. We tested it and retested it several times and kept getting the same result. So we took a sample of their water into a pool and spa place, and we asked them to check it for pH, but we didn't tell them the source of the water. They came out, and this chap had the most puzzled look on his face, and he said, if this is from a hot tub, folks, or a swimming pool, you drain that place, totally drain it out, or your pipes are just going to collapse. We've never seen such acidic water. And their water was from a well. Anyhow, Jack went on for 19 years without having to have that surgery. He passed away last June at the ripe old age of 89. Joan never did have to have the two lesions removed from her cheek because she figured whatever regimen we set up for her husband, she would support him by doing the same thing. Jack was a man.
Barbara, I got to interrupt you again. For the point of education, because a lot of folks don't understand this, and I'm an avid reader of the Bible. It's an old book. It's the best-selling book of all time. And what jumps off the page when I read it, when I see words like barley, and I think to myself, well, that's why I take the jade greenzymes every day, and I have for 19 years. Why, you're not a doctor, you're not a nutritionist, neither am I. Neither one of us play one on TV, and we're not going to make any claims.
But why in your mind, why in your opinion, do you believe that the jade greenzymes, a product made of pure barley, and the way Neekin processes it is a little bit different than other barley products, why do you think it did what it did?
Well,
to create this response.
When we were first introduced to jade greens, one of the things that stood out in my mind was it had the ability to reduce acidity. And so when we were trying to help Jack, we'd also been told that the water also reduced acidity and turned acidity into alkalinity. And based on their water results from the pool and spa place, we knew instinctively that one of the ways we had to try and help this gentleman was to reduce his internal acidity. And the two things that stood out in our mind to start with was the pie water and the jade greens. What annoyed us was when the surgeon recognized the change that was happening and canceled the surgery, why didn't the surgeon say, "What are you doing? What has changed since we set your surgical date?" But the surgeon never asked. It could have been a real learning experience for him. That was an annoyance.
Yeah.
However, Jack got results, and that's what was important. He had phenomenal results, and so did she. And as a result of that, Jack had one other challenge. He had a condition on his scalp that looked like an overgrown case of cradle cap. And he had become antisocial because these big flakes would fall off and onto his shoulders. And he was embarrassed. It didn't matter what color of clothing he was wearing. It was obvious. And Jack was a very social person. He had a railway set up in his basement that would compete with any railway set up. He did all the tracks and everything, and she did all the scenery. And whenever their town had an event, they were always asked to give tours. He loved to talk about his railways. But he'd become antisocial because of this scalp condition. And Joan explained that they had spent thousands and thousands of dollars going to dermatologists, getting lotions and potions and pills and all kinds of things. But nothing had addressed this scalp condition. And they lived 4.5 hours away from us, but they were always wanting us to come and visit. And when we were up there one time, I said to Joan, I said, "Have you tried the shower head?" She said, "No." And I said, "Well, I don't honestly know if it's going to make a difference, but I said, I love the shower head and how my skin feels and my nails and my hair. And I said, my skin is so soft, I don't even have to put moisturizer on. I said, why don't you get a shower head and see if that'll make a difference to Jack? Because he showers daily. I said, I don't know if it will, Joan, but give it a try. So they ordered the shower head. They'd become consultants in the meantime, just telling Jack's story about his tongue. Well, within 48 hours of him showering with the pie water, his scalp condition cleared up, never to return. So there's another example of how powerful the pie water is in providing the body with what it needs to be able to put the body back in balance. It's just one of the factors, but it's a very important factor. So,
well, and it, you know, looking at just, you know, the, again, when we talk about the perspective of the earth being 3/4 water, our bodies are 3/4 water, our skin, our largest organ, if you peel the skin off, which is, I'm sorry, I even suggested that, but when we expose it to chemicals, The soccer moms, and if you are a soccer mom, I don't mean this to be an offensive statement, but 15, 20 years ago, they introduced the world or really populated the idea, the concept of using hand sanitizer. And in the last year, it's been just ripped off the shelves along with toilet paper and other essentials because we're now aware that, hey, maybe we need to make sure we're really, really clean. But all we're doing is putting more chemicals into our body through our hands because they absorb so much of that. Whereas, you know, utilizing what you just said and getting the body clean without the chemicals and putting a water that's actually pH safe. Not everybody has, as you said, in 48 hours, not everybody has a result that fast, some even faster. And I've met people. I have a niece who has a chronic skin issue. And it's amazing. It's wonderful. You shared with me, Barbara, and I want to just kind of keep us going in the right direction, focusing in on water because it's such a simple solution. You shared with me, there's two things I want to make sure we convey before our time runs out. A simple way that you demonstrate the water using Sprite, 7-Up, or any clear carbonated beverage. And then I want to finish with the story that you shared with me about your engineer friend, the gentleman who built the helicopter inside his house. I'm still trying to process that because I really like helicopters. I've been in several. You know, we have a Life Flight Network here. My dad has always been into helicopters, and I'm trying to imagine building a helicopter inside a house. But let's first talk about the Sprite or the 7-Up demonstration because I think that'll help us really understand how simple it is to demonstrate, even if we do that via FaceTime or Zoom, or if we can't get together with somebody, and even telling people, hey, this is something you could do on your own, but let me show you what I can do, because as we go in the right direction, we'll be able to resume getting together and demonstrating Nikan solutions to people. But that simple little demonstration, I'm going, why haven't I been doing that lately? I've got my own fun ones that I do, but that one made that really resonated with me.
Well, I'll be happy to share that. When Mike DiMuccio had his event in Toronto, it'll be almost 2 years ago now, I was asked to demonstrate water. So I had four of the most common examples of bottled water. And I poured the same amount in each clear glass. And then up here we use phenol red drops. I don't know what you use down in the States, but we use phenol red drops. And I put three drops in each of the glasses. And I had a chart, and then I held the glasses up. And, of course, we were doing group demonstrations. And I would say to the people, you know, what color do you see? What is it on the chart? And they would say it's acidic. I'd say, exactly. Then I took my sport bottle. Now, I had a Pymag waterfall sitting there, but it wasn't, you know, it didn't have water in it. It was there for demonstration or for appearance purposes. I took my sport bottle and just poured a little bit of the Pi water into each of the four glasses because all four samples of bottled water were acidic. And they immediately turned alkaline. And the entire group could see very quick response to alkaline. What I did then was I took all four glasses of alkaline water and poured them into a clear glass pitcher. So all the alkaline water now is in one glass pitcher. Then I took a capful of, I think it was 7-Up or Sprite, doesn't matter, but it was a clear soda pop, just a capful, and poured it into the alkaline water. And instantaneously, it turned acidic. So I said to the folks, you know, if you drink a lot of soda pop, now you can see what it is doing internally. it's changing the chemistry of your internal parts of your body, making it acidic. Now, I'm not asking you to give up pop entirely, but what I am recommending is when you have a can of pop or a glass of pop, follow up with a couple of glasses of alkaline water. Reduce that internal acidity. Now, some people complain of discomfort in their tummies after they've eaten acidic food or highly spiced food. We've seen the water completely eliminate that challenge within 48 hours of drinking the alkaline water, so that they're no longer having to take those prescriptions for the acidity that they're having repeating. Oftentimes they have burning in the throat or just burning in the chest. And it's from the acid. So that demonstration, people's eyes literally popped. They couldn't believe how quickly alkaline became acid with just a capful of clear pop. Very dramatic demonstration. Now, Rick Murphy has a similar demonstration on YouTube, but he doesn't take it to the next level with a capful of pop. So if you're wanting to know how to demonstrate water, take a look at Rick's YouTube video for your basics. And then whoever you're demonstrating to, when I go into homes, I ask them to make sure that they have a source of water available that they use on a regular basis. So I'll test their tap water, I'll test whatever bottled water they're used to buying, or any other options that they have purchased. Oftentimes they buy it by the case, whatever's on sale. And I'll do the demonstration in their home. And they're always literally blown away when they see that one capful of pop changing their alkaline water to acid. It's very dramatic.
Now, you know, Barbara, not only is it dramatic, but when you look at the financial aspects, and I know you and I have talked about this, Lucretia Dodd presented a fantastic, and she's been doing it on social media, and just asking the question, and whether you ask it the way Lucretia does it in a very direct, you know, are you stupid? Why on earth would you pay two water bills? You know, your water bill for utility that's coming into your home out of your tap, but then you're paying a second water bill for your bottled water sources or your big bottles that you get. I know my father-in-law, he and his wife, I finally got them to invest into a Neken water system. And I said, Dad, when you just break it down financially, you're going to Walmart, what, every week, week and a half? And he goes, we go through about 3 to 4 of those big jugs a month. And I said, have you thought about what that breaks down to financially? And I know, Barbara, you had shared with me that, and I know that this could be the U.S. or the Canadian conversion, but anyways, we're talking thousands of dollars that an average family who drinks, you know, Aquafina or Dasani or Fiji or whatever brand it is, because they'll find it, like you said, by the case. And we can produce a better result, because I have not found any. I did the same thing that you're talking about, like what Rick did. By the way, Rick Murphy Waterfall, RickMurphy Waterfall. On YouTube, you're going to find that video. You're going to see several others as well. I love what, and Barbara, you've probably seen some of them as well. I love what some of the European Neken folks have done, taking Coke or Cola. I've done it with red wine. I always use an old filter just because people freak out. You know, Jesus turned water into wine. Well, I do it the other way and take wine and turn it into water. And it's like you said, it's the same thing. It's very powerful for people to see. And then drink red wine after it's gone through an old, and I just simply pour it in the top of the filter cartridge. I don't even dump it in the whole system, and it just let it go into a bowl. These simple demonstrations are very convincing for people to say, oh, okay. And when you throw in the free shipping aspect of a waterfall, I mean, good grief. I mean, there are others out there that compare, but they don't compare to the finished product to what Neakin's units do and all the other things. We're not just talking about filtering water. We're talking about all the other benefits. So, again, that simple demonstration of using a capful of a carbonated beverage. And, you know, Barbara, the one thing for me in my journey of getting to my high school weight again was actually just reading labels of what a can of pop. I like root beer, but I might drink now maybe one or two a month at best. Because when it says on the can, 96% of your sugar intake, daily sugar intake, that's a lot in a 12-ounce can of root beer. And I like to eat other things as well that might be sweet. And that means my blood sugar is going to be off the chart in the wrong direction. And then as you already scolded me, gently, I like the way you did it, that I need to drink lots of other water to neutralize that. So I appreciate that because I my wife has taught me that too. If I'm gonna have a treat, I'm gonna make it count. You know, so let's finish if we could, Barbara. And by the way, I've gotten several people who have texted me while you've been sharing. Barbara has agreed to come back next week. And Vance isn't going to ask any questions. You're going to get to ask the questions, but specifically about water. I think it's imperative that we understand a little bit more so we can demonstrate, as I've been taught by two lovely ladies, Renee and Sandra, to be elegantly bold when we demonstrate and with confidence going, okay, Barbara, you may be different than I am. I will hear like what you just said about using a capful, and I won't even wait. I can't wait to just get my next victim, and I'll just do it. I won't practice on my own because if it doesn't work the way you described it, which I know it will, but if something goes south, well, I'll just.
Well, you
I'll
might have to use two capsules.
Yeah.
But you never have to use a half a bottle or anything like that. Like one bottle of clear pop will last you through many, many, many demonstrations. I did a post locally yesterday and it just said simply, are you paying two water bills, one to your municipality and one for bottled water? If so, please DM me for an option. And I've had all kinds of requests to know more. That's all
yeah,
I said.
Because, yeah, it's really, really simple. And again, any objection or any justification for continuing to do as people have always done, I think what I'm discovering, the longer I'm in Neakin, the more I listen to what they're presenting. Even the conversation I had with my dearest business buddy, aka butt kicker, Karen, this morning, and she was talking about people who are looking for a reverse osmosis system. And I said, Karen, I would ask the question, I would say it this way, I don't know much about that, but what do you know and why are you looking into that system? And let them respond and then simply say, well, I think that produces acidity, I think. I mean, playing it dumb. I know what an RO system does. I've tasted the water. I've seen the alkalinity versus acid test. It's life altering to me because it's disastrous on the body. Why would you willingly put acid into the body when our bodies were designed? The more alkaline they are, and Roger Drummer taught us this years ago, the more alkaline they are, the more you utilize the Wellness Home products, the more you're going to get in that direction.
One thing that I've discovered, most people are visual learners, more so than auditory learners. However, when we had our B&B, we had several guests that were really curious about the water, and they set up an experiment with our three cats and two dogs for an entire afternoon. Set down five identical bowls with five different sources of water, and then they monitored them. Animals are instinctive. When the pie water was available, they drank that 100% of the time. When that was removed, they went to the pond water. They never went to the well water, the lake water, or the town water. If they put the pie water back in place, they went back to that 100% of the time. So the guests were very curious to know why. And I said, well, it's my understanding that because all these technologies are based on nature, as the water came off the waterfall and fell into the pond, and then fell over another little waterfall and moved along thousands of stones, it was being bombarded by the sun, the wind, the infrared, picking up minerals in the water. So that water, in my mind, most replicates the technology of our PIMAG waterfall. So, you know, their curiosity, they'd been drinking the water, they loved the water, but they wanted to know why was it so much better? Why did it taste so much better? And they figured that the animals would just go to any source of water and drink. But no. Animals know what's good for them. It's the same as with the air unit. If an animal is feeling unwell, they'll walk up to the air unit and breathe the air from the Kenko air. How can you tell a dog to go and sniff the air? When my cat's feeling unwell, she'll hop up on top and just stay there for a while. And I let her.
So, it's always fun if we're not smart enough, then we can just look at the animals and see what they do. Barbara, I wanna finish with this story you told me about your engineer friend, and it's pretty dramatic, especially at his season at this season in his life of, I think you said he was 89 years young, if I remember correctly.
He is now. Yeah, he turned 89 on the 10th of February. Yeah.
Okay. And it's so fascinating to me because I'm going to give the spoiler alert up front that water can be so powerful. But again, when I think about it, what his body had gone through, it can be. You alter just one thing, and that's what can happen. So anyway, tell us that story in 5 minutes or less so we can wrap a bow on this conversation, and then we'll get to have you back next week and answer lots of questions or different scenarios and see how you've dealt with them.
Okay. Well, Andy approached me in January when he was 88. And he had had live cell microscopy by Ted Aloisio, may he rest in peace, a couple of years ago when I had Ted come to do the testing. And Andy initially contacted me wanting to get in touch with Ted. And I had booked Ted to come back in May. We got talking and he was telling me that his brain fog was terrible, that he was battling a very virulent type of cancer. He's quite lame, difficulty moving, but his mind, this man is an intellectual genius. He taught school. And he built a helicopter in his house. And they had to take the roof off his house in order to remove the helicopter. And the helicopter was operational. It worked. This man in his later years, he's become a hoarder. He's writing a book. But he wanted the water. And because of his age, I prejudged him, which I shouldn't have done. I was just going to recommend the quart bottle because Ted had told him the importance of drinking alkaline water. But no, Andy wanted the whole thing. He wanted the waterfall, he wanted the water bottle, and he wanted the shower head. Now, Andy didn't bathe often, but he said that he felt he would bathe more often if he could bathe in the same water that he was now drinking. I went into his home. I had a spare waterfall here, brand new one, so I went ahead and I set it up in his home while we waited for his order to arrive. And he'd been drinking less than a cup of water a day. He was drinking Coca-Cola, he was drinking A&W root beer, and he drank less than a cup of water. So I had quite a direct conversation with him about drinking more water and why. I called him 24 hours later, and I said, Andy, have you noticed any difference? He exclaimed very loudly, Barbara, my brain fog is gone. I can't believe it. He said, I know I'm a smart man, but he said, I always had this brain fog. And he said, it's totally gone. I said, how is your movement? Well, it's too soon to tell. Call me in a couple of days. Well, his movement has improved considerably. He's gone from drinking less than a cup of water a day to drinking 6 to 7 cups a day, which for him is a huge improvement. He's enjoying his baths now. And he smells better. As an aside, Andy's wife is in a nursing home. And as I said, he's a hoarder. It was hard to find enough space to set up the waterfall. And he didn't like taking baths because his skin was itchy. Well, he's not having that problem now. And as I say, he smells very much better because he's bathing more often. But he's moving more easily. And as I say, this man is an intellectual genius. He truly is brilliant. But, you know, I did the wrong thing by not recommending the whole water system. He said to me when I recommended the water bottle, is this all you have? Well, no. So while he was going to a hospital a couple of hours away for radiation treatment on his pancreas, he had his water bottle to keep up his water supply. Before the bottle arrived, he was just taking a jug of his pie water with him. And I was very happy when his bottle arrived because his jug was glass and I was afraid of him dropping it and shattering it. But no, he was able to benefit from the water bottle for his last few treatments. And he's thriving, absolutely thriving at 89. So,
and
you know,
Barbara, I'm just so grateful because whether somebody's an infant, and we've seen that happen with babies who, you know, different things. So, you know, from cradle to the grave, and I'm not saying that Andy's, you know, approaching the grave, but 89, that's up there.
Oh, he's got an ambition. And he said, I'm going to live to 100. I am going to live to 100. And he probably will, because his attitude is everything positive. He doesn't deal in negativity.
That's wonderful. That's truly wonderful. Barbara, thank you. Again, thank you, because I'm sitting here. And for me, I've heard, you know, you share these stories, but totally different the way you shared them this morning. And I want to just remind folks again that these are the stories that since March of 1975, Neekin has been creating with these amazing solutions. And we don't know, and I love the fact, too, that you even threw yourself under the bus by saying, you know, I prejudged him. You know, I thought maybe he should just start with the bottle when he responded, you know, is this everything? I think we sometimes, and I'm just as guilty, if not more guilty, we don't know. So we think, maybe we'll just start him with this, whereas we should really present the whole thing. And there's some great videos. My favorite, by the way, folks, is
What is vital wellness? It's as simple. It's even the men like that because it's a cartoon. I'm not saying that men are not as intellectually smart, because obviously Andy is in that category of being super smart. But it's simple when it answers the question, what is vital wellness? Talking about sleep, water, air, nutrients. The only thing it leaves out that Nikan has to offer is the grounding, you know, the kinko ground. But whatever it takes, but really finding out what where people are at. SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. Always need to remind everybody. And again, any stories that Barbara has told, they're not medical claims. They're just simply stories. Some people have results sometimes faster, sometimes slower, but we're all uniquely created. And I know there's lots more stories out there that we have yet to create. So, Barbara, thank you so, so very much.
You're welcome, Vince. Thank you for inviting me on the call.
And I look forward to a week from now. Again, folks, that we're just going to open it up. And you got a question, well, especially when it comes to Barbara, we'll take the Radio Shack approach. Well, they used to have this approach. You've got questions, we've got answers. So you've got questions about water or fun ways, or maybe other people have gotten, you know, different results or had another thing. Well, bring them back next week. So, but if you want to hear this or share this conversation with friends, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, and then just look in the 2021 recordings. That's where this will get posted. So thanks so much for tuning in today. Have a fantastic rest of the weekend, and don't forget to take advantage of Nikan's wonderful water promotion, because it's going to be a life changer for so many folks out there. So thanks again, everybody. Have a great weekend.